There was also no definition of what the word significant or concentration means, so it was largely up to the companies. FAS 107 was then adopted and wanted to expand some of the coverage and disclosures, but it was only a separate disclosure, and as you heard the equity analysts discuss this morning, a lot of times the disclosures largely go ignored, particularly if they don't have any direct impact on earnings. FAS 107 does require a fair value estimate of these instruments, and it's intended to cover financial assets. However, it does exclude liabilities. And if you recall, in the fall of 98, this sort of came into an important relevance for one of my companies, which was Republic New York Corporation. Republic had CDs that they had issued to investors that were linked. The final payment was linked to the Brazilian real, and they took the CDs, the money that they had collected, and invested this in Brazilian treasuries. Now, because of the market changes in the fall of 98, those Brazilian treasuries under FAS 107 were required to be estimated at fair value, but since it excluded any market or fair value disclosure on the liability side, it appeared if you added the disclosure provided in FAS 107 to the risks on the balance sheet that there was this huge risk that Republic had taken, which was an incorrect assumption. FAS 107 was then amended by FAS 126 to exclude certain companies that met the following. Any non-public entity was exempted, entities with assets under $100 million, and any company that did not hold or issue derivatives within the reporting period was also exempt. FAS 107 one period.